good victory in the end in terms of points scored, 5 tries, bonus point. What do you think of the performance overall, Andy?
I'm really happy with the first half, William. I thought that set the victory up, 17-10 at half time. But I thought there was more damage done than 17-10 at half time. I thought, or 17-7, I think it was. I thought there was some really good direct run rugby from us. I thought we set a platform with our scrum. I thought we set a platform with some of our attack and certainly our defence. I thought the second half we dropped off. You know, we scored a try at the start of the second half. We scored one at the end of the second half, but there's 36 minutes in the middle there where we could have been better.
It seemed to get hard work for Connacht in that, and maybe did they switch off a bit, or did Treviso actually... Did Benetton maybe lift it a little bit?
I thought Benetton were on for most of the game, to be honest, and they're a good rugby side. I think where we fell into the trap of probably getting comfortable, thinking we're 2 or 3 scores up, and now we can just play this loose rugby, and you can't, as we saw. Every time we got back to being us and a good version of us where we do the things that we're meant to be doing, we were a hard team to stop. But when you carry in loosely and you turn the ball over there, or you don't choose to work hard on the inside as a defensive unit, then they'll cut you apart. So too many lapses in defence in the second half and certain things around the attack in the second half which were frustrating.
What about the penalty situation? Was that... There seemed to be a phase of penalties for Connacht, and then they seemed to cut them out again, but that is still a concern?
We were one penalty, I think, at half-time. So I thought our discipline in the first half was excellent. When we were camped in our 22, there was two in a row, ended up them scoring, and then there was another two which made Marius talk to Jack and say, listen, you've got to cut this out. So that was just the flow of the game at that time. I thought... On the whole, our discipline was okay, but certainly some individuals again starting to be real guilty of giving away silly ones.
What causes that, do you think? Is that just worrying that the system is breaking down, or the concentration goes, or they don't trust their mate inside or outside them?
Those things. It's also sometimes a fatigue thing. They're just or pressure from opposition. When opposition have put you under pressure and you're scrambling and your reaction time is not as good as it needs to be because you're under so much pressure. So there's a combination of things, but we're keeping tabs on those. And I don't know what the penalty count was in the end, but I'm pretty sure we would have been under 10, which is normally a good day for us.
Looking ahead to Europe now, what's the mood about that? Obviously you'll be analysing the two sides that you'll be playing in Newcastle here at home and then Brive away. But is this maybe a time to change up some of the players? There's a few players. Young Kilgallen came on today, and I thought he had a good game. And you're looking for somebody when they get a chance like that to seize it and go with it.
Yeah, I think the first thing with Europe is, you know, it's another competition where we want to do well in. So we've set a target of reaching the knockout stages. I think everyone that's in Europe in the Challenge Cup, you'd much prefer to be in the Champions Cup, so you want to prove to yourself and to others that you actually don't belong there, you belong up in the other competition. So these first two rounds are normally really fierce. I think after two rounds, if teams have lost two, then they tend to drop off. But with this new competition, the way they've got it, if you get to the knockout stages, you might be meeting some teams from above too. So it's a tough one for us. We definitely want to reach the knockout stages. We also know that we've got certain players who've had a lot of footy, other players who haven't had a lot of opportunity. So how we get the balance of that selection, the selection will be made to pick a winning side and to go out there and ideally win. But we've got to get that right.
This is an important day here in Connacht. It's an event for families of the players. Give me a reason. What does that bring in terms of, you know, keeping everybody together, I suppose? And it's an acknowledgement of what families and partners of players and management, everybody else, because this is pretty much a 24/7 job on many occasions.
Yeah, you're right, William. It's actually one of the most special days in the calendar for me, because it's the one opportunity we get to say thank you as a club and as a team. to our loved ones, whether it be your mum, your dad, your partner, your wife, your kids, your brother-in-law, your cousins, brothers, sisters, whoever, because the occupation that we're in, it can be a very selfish occupation, and it's a very full-on occupation. And we can only do what we do, whether you're a staff member, whether you're a player. You can only do what you do if you've got really strong support behind you. So it's a great way of saying thank you to them and to acknowledging the support that they give us. And what we saw there today, I think, you know, there was an added zest in the way we played, knowing that family and friends and loved ones are in the stands. So maybe we should do it every week. I don't know. It was good.